The president will finally release his big budget outline in less than 2 hours.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama has been in congressional meetings today as he prepares to, in just about an hour and a half, unveil his latest budget proposal, one that reduces the deficit. The president's plan is expected to include cuts to Medicaid and Medicare, though not near as drastic as the GOP plan put forth last week. He's also reportedly going to include some tax increases on the wealthiest Americans and reform the tax code. The latest budget negotiations come on the day we found out from the government that Americans spent more money in March for a ninth month in a row. The increase was slight and driven mostly by gasoline sales. Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst with the NPD Group, and he's with us live from just outside of New York City. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning.
So retail sales ticked up slightly from last month. What's your take on these numbers?
It's actually good news. This year, March, compared to last year, does not have Easter in it. So many of the retailers were going to use the fact that Easter was coming later this year and the weather was very late in coming for the spring transition. So that really shows that the consumer actually came out despite the latter part of the holiday season and the bad weather.
So they would have used that as an excuse, right? Oh, Easter comes in April this year.
Right. You know, Easter's coming a little bit later, and it does make a difference. While we don't all go out and buy Easter bonnets, we do think about transitioning our wardrobe, start thinking about doing some landscape work, and it does start to really propel the consumer to buying into the next season.
You know, Marshall, the Commerce Department said gasoline sales made up the vast majority of the gain. Otherwise, it was pretty much a wash. Gas prices are high. How do we know people aren't just going to quit spending?
Well, so far we've seen a little bit of a different reaction to the higher priced gases. It seems like the consumer is starting to get used to this. You know, the boy who cried wolf. We keep getting to a point where the consumer is saying, all right, I'm going to stop spending and I'm going to stop driving as much. But they're only, you know, slowing back a little bit. And then after a few weeks, they get used to that number of, you know, whatever the gas price is. We saw this at $3 a gallon and we're going to see this again at $4 a gallon, where shortly thereafter, we get used to the price, we adjust some of our spending, and that $10 a week on average that comes out of our pocket is not going to sway or change our lifestyles all that much. We find ways to get used to it, and we continue to spend.
Marshall Cohen from the NPD Group. Marshall, thanks.
Pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are higher right now, barely, for the Dow up about 8 points at 12,272. The nation's second-largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, said today it made more money in the first 3 months of the year. Its earnings were up 60% over the same time last year. A new survey by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, says men in some countries do far less unpaid household work than men in other countries. The study looks at men and women in 29 of the world's more developed nations and how much time they spent on chores, chores such as mowing the lawn or doing the dishes. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with a look at some of the data. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So how did the men in the United States stack up?
Hang your heads in shame. American men spend 3 hours a day on household chores, but that is 1 hour and 40 minutes less than American women. So American women still doing more of the unpaid household work. However, that still makes them much better off than most women in this 29-country survey.
All right. So, Stephen, which countries stood out as having the biggest gender gap?
Portugal and Italy in Europe, men in those countries spend less than 2 hours a day helping out in the home. India, Japan and South Korea are the worst outside, though. Men in those countries spend less than an hour on the household chores. I should add, though, women are not as badly off as these figures may suggest. Here's Simon Chappell, who helped compile the report.
Countries where women work in the paid workforce more, the gender gap in unpaid work is less.
In other words, by and large, when women go out to work, have a paid job, they get more help at home from their menfolk. And just a quick note, Steve, about definitions. This survey classifies shopping as unpaid work, as a chore. Some people might regard shopping as a pleasure. How else do we explain that the French, who famously had the 35-hour week, spend the most time, 32 minutes a day, shopping?
32 minutes. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. By Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com.
There's a big TV hole opening up, and it's not the widely reported departure of Katie Couric at CBS or the rumor that she and her former Today Show co-host Matt Lauer will again appear on TV together. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us those possible TV changes pale in comparison to the big vacancy network television still needs to fill.
It's Oprah. With Winfrey off to her cable channel, around 7 million viewers suddenly need a place to go, a place where advertisers will pay millions to reach them.
There is a chance for anything, really, to fill the vacuum.
Marty Kaplan is a media professor at the University of Southern California.
Katie Couric and Matt Lauer, in principle, could be that sexy thing that's exactly the right thing to lead into the local news.
The gamble would be that the duo could deliver enough viewers to offset their sizable salaries. Toby Miller is a professor of popular culture at the University of California, Riverside.
There's no doubt in my mind that teamed up again, they could bring back people in their mid-30s to daytime afternoon television and then perhaps perk them up for something later in the evening.
But right now, the Couric and Lauer program is still much more of a soap opera than it is a talk show. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, Chinese TV censors say dramas depicting characters going back in time lack positive thoughts and meaning. Not necessarily a ringing endorsement from the Chinese government on time travel. So for now, anyway, if you're headed to China and you want to see a show or a movie like Back to the Future, you best build your own flux capacitor and send yourself back to before those guidelines were put into effect. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Online poker is illegal in this country. Still, last year, Americans collectively bet billions of dollars on the web. Turns out, though, the odds are against us.
There's been a tremendous progress, and actually in heads-up limit Texas Hold'em, the best bots have surpassed the best professional human players.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Poker-playing robots raise the stakes online. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.